It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salu. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us today on Tabernacle Time. We appreciate the opportunity to be with you. What a blessing it is to be able to share with you what the Lord Jesus Christ has done on the cross in shedding His blood so that He could buy salvation for you because of the love of God that was given toward you. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter number 11 today. That's Hebrews chapter number 11. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by the Fuller family from Grovertown, Georgia. The name of the first song that they're going to sing for us is Thank Him for the Blood.
It started long ago on a hill called Calvary. They placed my Savior on a rugged tree, drove nails in His feet and hands, they pierced His precious side. The blood that fell from the tree was meant for you and me.
And I want to
thank Him for the blood He shed for me.
That precious blood
that ran so free.
And if it wasn't
for the blood, where would I be?
I want to
thank Him for the blood He shed for me.
If you have not been washed beneath this precious blood, all you have to do is ask Him in.
He will make your life anew. He will do it just for you. So then you can say with me, thank you too.
And I want to
thank Him for the blood He shed for me.
That precious blood
that ran so free.
And if it
wasn't for the blood, where would I be?
I want to
thank Him for the blood He shed for me.
He didn't have to go, but He died there in our place. The blood that He shed was to give us saving grace.
Saving grace.
And I want to
thank Him for the blood He shed for me.
That precious blood
that ran so free.
And if it
wasn't for the blood, where would I be?
I want to
thank Him for the blood He shed for me.
I want to
thank Him for the blood.
I want to
thank Him for the blood.
I want to thank Him
for the blood He shed for me.
The blood that Jesus Christ shed for us is the blood that takes away our sins when we receive Him as personal Savior. Ephesians chapter 2, starting with verse number 13. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For He is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. It is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, shed for the Jews and shed for the Gentiles, so that whosoever will can come to the Lord Jesus Christ and find salvation in him. It is the blood that brings salvation and takes away our sin, according to John 1:29. Now, my friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you have not received this free gift, would you like to have someone share with you what God's Word says about how you can receive this gift of God, this gift of salvation? I would count it an honor to be able to sit down with you either in person or on the telephone and share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift that was offered for you because of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is Ephesians 2:8 and 9 that says, "For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." His salvation was offered to you, so that if you receive him as Savior, you can have everlasting life and be adopted into the family of God. Please call me. My number is 919-563-6753. We would like to invite you to all of our services today at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We start this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock. And our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Please be with us in all of these services. And unless you're providentially hindered and can't be with us until Wednesday night, please be with us this morning in Sunday school at 9:45 here at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. We also have a website. If you go to www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, that's all one word, and Mebane is spelled MEBANE, MebaneTabernacleBaptistChurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will share with you the wonderful gift of salvation and how you can receive it through God's Holy Word, and also written material that will share with you how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, this will pull up all of the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church and will also give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter number 11. Let's listen to another song by the Fuller family from Grovertown, Georgia. The name of this second song is titled, All in All.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy to be praised. Jesus, Lamb of God, holy is your name. Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all.
Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy to be praised. Jesus, Lamb of God, holy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy to be praised. Jesus, Lamb of God, holy is your name. Holy is your name.
It is because of God's holy name that He has given us salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. It was His holiness that required a price must be paid for our sins. And in giving the Lord Jesus Christ, He became our substitute to die in our place. So when we receive Him as Savior, He should become our all in all. We should remember what He's done for us in saving us because of His death on the cross, shedding His blood so that we might have forgiveness of sins. In Philippians chapter number 4, starting with verse number 11, Paul says, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need." Verse number 13 says, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." When we speak about the will of God and what God wants us to do for Him in response to the salvation He's given to us as a way of saying thank you, our reasonable service, as Paul tells the Church of Romans, we must realize that we are weak and unable to do what we need to do. It is only through the strength of the Lord Jesus Christ that we can have what we need to be testimonies for Jesus Christ in His will. It is His strength given in His will that allows us to be able to fulfill God's will in our lives. We are weak by ourselves, but in Christ, we can do all things as He strengthens us. One more song by the Fuller family from Grovertown, Georgia. After receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior, after recognizing Him to be our all in all, and being able to do all things through Christ, what should we do with the rewards that we receive from being obedient to the Lord and following in His will? Listen to this last song by the Fuller family titled, "A Crown to Cast at His Feet."
Let us run this race with patience. Lay aside each sin and care. Let us fight to win the battle, not as one that beats the air. Looking now to Christ our Savior, who endured the cruel cross, may we kneel that day before Him, having counted all but loss. A crown to cast at His feet. When the race on earth is then complete, all the praise to Him is due. Through the blood I was made new, and His power gave the strength to make it through. A crown to cast at His feet. victory was won through the blood of Christ the Son, and the crowns lay at his feet. When all is done, but that day is face to face. I shall see him in his glory, full of truth and full of grace. Oh, to kneel not empty-handed, but a shining crown to give to the one who died to save me, will be with his power to live. To cast at his feet. When the race on earth is then complete, all the praise to him is due. Through the blood I was made new, and his power gave the strength to make it through. To cast at his feet in that glorious day when we meet. Yes, the victory was won through the blood of Christ the Son, and the crowns lay at his feet. When all is done.
Revelation chapter number 4, starting with verse number 9. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. We find this a description of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who created all things according to John chapter number 1, the one that has all preeminence in Colossians chapter number 1. We find that the 24 elders, representative of the Old Testament saints and the New Testament saints, casting their crowns before the Lord. Now, the Bible does declare there are specific crowns for such things as loving his appearing and being a soul winner. But we find in 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, starting with verse number 11, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. we find the rewards that are given here in accordance to the way that we live for the Lord after salvation, so that the rewards that we have in 1 Corinthians chapter number 3 are associated with the crowns that can be won by those who live for the Lord in Revelation chapter 4, verse number 10. The rewards that we give to the Lord, the crowns that we cast at His feet, will be because we acknowledged what the Lord did in giving us what we needed to live for Him. Our life is not our own after salvation. We've been bought with a price, but we have been also offered what we need so that we can be obedient to the Lord in His will, with His power, and with His wisdom. When we stand before our Savior, everything that we have been able to accomplish in this world, we'll realize was only because of what the Lord Jesus Christ gave us the strength to do. What about those who don't follow after the Lord as they should, and all they have is the ashes of the wood, hay, and stubble of their lives being ineffective for the Lord? Well, the Bible says that those who know the Lord as Savior cannot lose their salvation, but they'll not receive the rewards they could have received in serving the Lord. They're saved, yet so as by fire. No rewards, because they have not lived for the Lord after salvation. There will be some that are saved that will have no rewards to cast at the Lord's feet, no crowns to cast at His feet. My friend, I hope that's not you. If you know the Lord as Savior, I hope you're living for the Lord. I hope you're being a witness for the Lord. In Hebrews chapter number 11, last week we started speaking about Jacob in verse number 21. By faith, Jacob, when he was a-dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped leaning upon the top of his staff. If we turn back to Genesis chapter 48, as we read, starting with verse number 8, "And Israel beheld Joseph's sons and said, Who are these? And Joseph said unto his father, They are my sons, whom God hath given me in this place. And he said, Bring them, I pray thee, unto me, and I will bless them. Now the eyes of Israel were dim for age, so that he could not see. And he brought them near him, and he kissed them and embraced them. And Israel said unto Joseph, I had not thought to see thy face, and lo, God hath showed me also thy seed. And Joseph brought them out from between his knees, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand, towards Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand, toward Israel's right hand, and brought them near unto him. And Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hands wittingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long unto this day, the angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads, and let my name be named on them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into the multitude in the midst of the earth. And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him, and he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head. And Joseph said unto his father, Not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put thy right hand upon his head. And his father refused and said, I know it, my son, I know it. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. And he blessed them that day, saying, In thee shall Israel bless, saying, God make thee as Ephraim and as Manasseh. And he set Ephraim before Manasseh. Now, Jacob was operating by faith here as he laid his hand on the younger, Ephraim, and not on the older, Manasseh, to bless them. Ephraim would get the greater blessing than Manasseh. How would Jacob know this? Jacob had been given this by faith, and he blessed Joseph's sons to be included into his sons, as we read last week. But to bless the younger over the older, Jacob had a little bit of experience with that. Jacob had also been the younger one that had been blessed by his father Isaac instead of the blessing going to Esau, his older brother. Ephraim would get the blessing by faith as Jacob, as we know him as Israel, said, "I know it, I know it." How did he know it? He knew it by faith. And he was willing to bless the younger Ephraim instead of the older Manasseh by faith in what he had learned from the Lord. My friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, are you guided by the faith that is found in God's Word? God gives you the instructions you need to be what you ought to be for the Lord. The just shall live by faith. The just shall walk by faith. Those that know the Lord as Savior have been given His perfect word, the Bible, for them to find His will for their lives. Everyone that knows the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior can be involved in the perfect will of God. It is walking by faith, reading what God has given us so that we can be faithful in His way and in His will. My friend, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, there's nothing you can do to gain access to God by your works. For your righteousness is as filthy rags in His sight, according to the book of Isaiah. But you can have the gift of salvation that Jesus Christ bought for you. Confess that you're a sinner. Repent and turn from your sins and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to save you as He has promised to by the shedding of His blood as He died in your place on the cross. Call upon the name of the Lord. Ask Him to save you. And my friend, if I can help you, please call me. And join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time."